வணக்கம், ஐ எம் டாக்டர் சுஜய் சுசிகர், கன்சல்டன்ட் சர்ஜிக்கல் ஆங்காலஜிஸ்ட் அட் காவேரி ஹாஸ்பிட்டல் ஆழ்வார்பேட். டுடே ஐ எம் கோயிங் டு ஷோ யூ அபவுட் த ரெவல்யூஷன் தட் இஸ் ஹேப்பனிங் இன் மினிமல் இன்வேசிவ் சர்ஜரி அண்ட் ஆன்காலஜி இன் பர்டிகுலர் வித் த டெவலப்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் ரோபோட்டிக் சர்ஜரி. கம், ஐ வில் ஷோ யூ அபவுட் த டெவலப்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் ரோபோட்டிக்ஸ் அண்ட் அபவுட் த ரோபோட்டிக் சர்ஜரி இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட்ஸ் அண்ட் எக்யூப்மெண்ட்ஸ் ஆஸ் வி எக்ஸ்ப்ளோர் இன் ஆர் ரோபோட்டிக் ஓடி. ப்ளீஸ் ஜாயின்.
So surgery has been used since time immemorial in the treatment of cancers. So what was traditional surgery for the removal of cancers was where you do a surgery, you approach the organ which contains the cancer and you remove the entire organ or the part which had the cancer. So when you're talking about abdominal cancers, what happened was you had to make an incision, cut open the abdomen, like if this is the abdomen, you had to cut it open, go inside and then take out the cancerous organ. Like say the uterus had a cancer, we had to go in and take it out. But now with minimal invasive oncology and with robotic oncology, what has changed is that we do not need to actually cut everything to see it. We can go inside by using a small camera or a scope through which is only around say 8 millimeters in size, through which you can actually put your scope inside and through that you can actually see what is happening inside the abdomen on your television. And other instruments through which you are going to handle, cut, divide and do tyings, ligatures, these instruments are also put in through small 8 millimeter incisions in your abdomen or any other chest or other parts through which it is approached and reached inside. So with this, we are effectively being able to do the same surgery which was done in open surgical oncology with the help of minimal invasive techniques, especially the robot. Now, what is the further advantage of using a robot is that the robo also has something where it adds something of precision. Because the size is reduced by tenfold and the vision is increased tenfold, what actually happens is it gives the feeling, the surgeon, the feeling of actually going into the abdomen, seeing everything in very close quarters and being able to move everything with a finesse, which even our own hands and fingers are not able to afford, because we're able to translate the movements of our hands and fingers into an instrument which is 10 times smaller and so which is able to reach organs with more finesse at the same time through smaller and minimally invasive techniques. So what are the different parts of the robo? Here we have the Da Vinci 4th generation robo, which is the X system, and it has three essential components. The first thing is going to be the patient console. So this is what actually the patient console is on the right of me. This is what actually is going to have the arms movements and the translational activity where the instruments are put into the abdomen and to make the activities. The next one is called the vision cart, where you actually have the things which are happening inside can be seen through the vision cart, and also it has the control panel and all the essential instruments in it. And the third most important part is called the surgeon console, which is right behind, in which the surgeon actually sits and does the movements and is able to translate his movements into active movements with more precision and more magnification inside the patient's abdomen. So the advantages, like I told you, are twofold. One is that there is going to be a 10 times magnification, and the second thing is that the movements are going to be more precise, more defined and more careful inside handling delicate organs and delicate tissues inside the human body. So as you see, there are three components here. This is the patient console, you have the vision cart, and then you have the surgeon console. And the movements are transmitted through these arms, which have got multiple joints. You can see there are more than 3 or 4 joints here, through which any movement is actually translated and moved from what the surgeon does with his fingers to what actually happens inside the patient's body. Thank you.